I want to also greet all of the devotees whom I know. Some of you I'm seeing the first time since I'm in India. With some of you we have corresponded for a longer time on the computer and by mail, and now finally we meet. So I have to say a good welcome to everyone like this without being able to give individual names. Our seminar will run like this. We will have different subjects on the holy name. We will have pauses, I thought, every 1 hour or 3/4 of an hour. Pauses where you can walk around. There is also the possibility to use bathrooms. Please use the bathroom downstairs, not here. We have also, we are cooking a feast for all of you. Please make Radha complete. Which we will serve you at 3 o'clock. We thought to do it like this so that afterwards you have time to either return back to Vrindavan. I've heard that there are many gangsters on the street who take advantage of the darkness, and they come with a pistol, say, "Jai Rani, Jai Rani, all your money." So those of you who intend to return back to Vrindavan today, we have arranged that you can take prasadam at 3 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock you can still get your taxis and your, maybe there's a bus, I do not know. Good, so I'm very excited. This is my first seminar in the Holy Dham. I'm as excited as I was when I gave my first lecture, because this is a total different environment. Here everything and everyone works due to the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So if she switches me on, this will be a nice seminar. But maybe there will be no electricity. Right now we don't have any electricity. Then it will be something else. It will be just birds. Good, so we will start with a little bhajan. I have requested our Mukti Datta Chaitanya Prabhu from Mayapur, who is staying here. And we will... Vishnu. Today at the most auspicious place in the universe, one day after the most auspicious day of the inauguration of the Rasa Dance, the Rasa Purnima, we want to talk about the most auspicious subject matter in this world. You could say Krishna is the most auspicious subject matter. Krishna Katha is what should be discussed. And certainly you're right. But the way the Lord Krishna appears to all of us for the first time is in the form of the holy name. This is how we can perceive Krishna the very first time after we have left him in the spiritual world. He comes to us as his name. Therefore, in Rupa Goswami's Namashtakam, this incarnation of Krishna, the incarnation of the Nam Avatar, is considered to be the most merciful. It is described that someone who cultivates his relationship to the holy name properly will cultivate his relationship to Krishna. In other words, my relationship to the holy name will determine what type of relationship I have to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is it a good relationship? Is it a relationship where I'm a little bit inattentive? Is it a relationship where I feel a lot of rasa, a lot of spiritual satisfaction? This question is to be asked by all of us who are on the path of Krishna consciousness. We hear that later, from the holy name, the rupa or the form of the Lord will appear. We will see Krishna on our heart, a lotus of the heart. And then, after some time, we will see the guna. We will remember the gunas, the different attributes, how Krishna is so merciful, how he is so loving to his devotees, how he is knowing everything, how he is so charitable that he gives everything away. We will come to know this. And finally, when we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Leela will come on the television screen of our heart, and we will be able to participate in the Leela of the Lord. So you can see, to say that the holy name is the most auspicious subject matter is really no exaggeration, because someone who develops his relationship to the holy name will find that it is Krishna's, with his form, with his qualities, and with his Leela. The example which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives is that the holy name in the beginning is like a lotus flower which is closed. Someone who starts his chanting will find, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare, said it so often. Or today I was taking a rest and all of a sudden someone chanted in the room and looked at the books, and I could hear the chanting was extremely inattentive, that I woke up from my sleep because I'm trying to develop something else. It's a reminder of my ordinary, usual chanting. So in the beginning, the chanting, sometimes even for a conditioned soul, is something very, very, let me say, stragosti, something which is very hard, which is very difficult, because he does not realize that there is that it is Krishna. It is closed for him. Srila Rupa Goswami says that someone who is covered with ignorance, when he chants the holy name, he cannot find any sweetness in it. It's just like someone who is covered by jaundice, that's a disease, when he eats sweet sugar, it tastes very bitter. This is not the problem of the sugar, it's the problem of the tongue, which is so diseased. So the beginning stage is the holy name is closed. But if one continues to chant it with full attention, it will unfold. Oh, we will see the form. That's the first unfoldment. Then we will see the guna, Krishna's qualities. That's the second unfoldment. Then we will see the Leela. Ooh, what a simple flower. It does not stop. And we see the associates and the dance. Can you see? So, a devotee who wants to become serious in his or her Krishna consciousness will start to improve the quality of his chanting, knowing very well that everything is in the holy name. It does not stop anywhere. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, because some of you are a little tired, I need to get your attention. In Padma Purana, there is a very nice definition how Krishna is in his holy name. And if you know the Sanskrit, please chant with me. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Puna shodo nitya mukto vinatva namana ino.
The Sanskrit word nama naminoho means that the Lord is not different from His name. It's not like anything of this world where I say lotus flower, but the lotus flower is not there when I say it. No, because the name of the Lord is not different from the Lord, He's identical with it. Here's the translation. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna Himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Do you want to have pleasure? Yes. So here it is. The holy name, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete. Everything is there. His qualities, His Leela and so on. And it is the form of all transcendental mellows. In other words, those who want rasa, their relationship with Krishna, it's in the holy name. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna Himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, and there is no question of its being involved with Maya, Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna Himself are identical. Naam Prabhu ki jai. Here you can see attributes like it is complete, it is not contaminated, it is always liberated and totally spiritual. And it is because Krishna and Krishna Himself are identical. I remember once having heard a story from Dwarka. Narada Muni had done a yajna for the queens of Krishna, and the queens were so satisfied that they said, Narada Muni, everything you want we will give to you. So Narada Muni leaned forward and said, everything? Yes, jewels, bangles, palaces, everything you want. Then Narada Muni said, everything? Yes, we have said everything. Don't ask. We are the queens of Dwaraka. We have all opulence. Then Narada Muni said, I want Krishna. Oh, said the queen, you have tricked us. Don't take Krishna. Take a palace. Take a planet. You can ask Krishna to give you a planet. But don't take Krishna. Narada Muni has said, I have said what I wanted to say. You decide. So then, the queens had to go to Krishna and said, dear Lord, you must become now the property of Narada Muni. Oh, wonderful, said Krishna. I am anyways the property of my pure devotees. And he went with Narada Muni. Now you must know that there are 16,108 palaces in which there are 16,108 Krishnas. But whenever Krishna leaves the palaces to go to the assembly house, Sudama, all these different Krishnas merge into one, and one Krishna goes into the assembly house. The same Krishna. So this is what happened. It's not that one Krishna out of left, and then there were 16,107 Krishnas left in Dwaraka. No, Krishna left entirely, and there was no one no Krishna anymore. So after some time, the Dvaraka Maharishis, they said, this is a town without Krishna is like a body without the soul. Krishna must come there. And at this, they made a letter to Narada Muni and called him, please come back with Krishna. We must negotiate the terms again. So Narada Muni came back with Krishna and said, what do you want? And the Dvaraka Maharishi said, the queens of Dvaraka said, we want Krishna. We give everything to, in our possession to get Krishna. Okay, said Narada Muni. He smiled because they had talked. Krishna and Narada Muni had talked before. Well, we will put Krishna on the scale, Bhaga, and then we will take so much, then you have to put gold and silver and jewels, and when it's even, then I will take the jewels and so on, and you can take Krishna. So they started with a simple scale, I remember. They put all, many jewels, Krishna on one side, and on the other side about the scale, they put the jewels on top. But it was not coming even. So they needed to take another scale, and the biggest scale. And they put much jewels, but Krishna was always so heavy that no matter what jewels they put on it, the weight was not becoming equal. So finally, Rukmini had an idea. The queens were desperate. They had already put in all their bangles and their ankle belts and their this belt and this decoration and that decoration. But Krishna was always too heavy. So Rukmini said, let us take all the jewels away and let us put one tulasi leaf there with the name of Krishna. This was done. Then when the tulasi leaf was on one scale, what could not be achieved by tons and tons of jewels was achieved by the name of Krishna. Krishna was moving up, and it was the same scale. So then they said to Narada Muni, here's your tulasi leaf and here's our Krishna. So this is a leela which is meant to illustrate to all of us that Krishna is not different from his holy name. However, for us who are covered with ignorance and with offenses, we cannot recognize that. In our seminar, we will try to, first of all, build a little faith in the holy name. That's my first section of the seminar. And then I will talk about how to avoid the 10 offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And then I will talk about tips and, different things which will help you to increase the chanting of the holy name. This is how we will run the seminar. I'm just thinking a little bit. And there will be some surprises also for you, hopefully. Oh, Krishna. You can ask, we will have now a little pause of 5 minutes, no, of 10 minutes, where I want to show you the roof of this house, so that you have a darshan of Radhakund and Syamakund, which have now merged together to form the Surangakund. I think it is, it will be very encouraging for all of us to have the darshan. You might like to also sit there and chant one round if it is not too heavy for you. then we will get into this book, which will help us to gain faith in the Holy Name. It is called the Bhajan Rahasya, and it is a technique of our Gaudiya Vaishnav line that during the month of Kartik, devotees chant and meditate about different tattvas, about different spiritual truths. So I will take you in after the pause through the Bhajan Rahasya, which will be like a short tour and so on. Before making the pause, remember you where we are. We were describing that the Holy Name is the first form in which the Lord manifests Himself to the devotee in this world. Then the second point which we made is that the Holy Name can unfold and reveal the whole Lord and Srimati Radharani and all the gopis to us, because when we chant properly, it's first the Nama, then the Rupa, then the form, then the Guna, the qualities, and then the Leela. We wanted to we ended our discussion by telling you that this is not an exaggeration, but that the Holy Name is non-different from Krishna, and therefore He has this extraordinary power. That's where we were. So now please follow me up to the roof, because if you will have the darshan, the Gauranga darshan, and you pray to Him, you can pray that the Holy Name will, after in the months of Kartik, will reveal Himself to you. I think Lord Chaitanya in the form of Radha Kund, Syama Kund, will give this blessing to you. And I also thought we should start our seminar with this darshan. It is a very, very nice darshan. Some say this is the groove of Tungavidya. There's a swing where she swings and where she makes music, and a lot of singing of the Holy Name is going on. Right? And so we will get inspired, because this seminar will only work by spiritual strength. You are still a little bit covered, I can see. It is your covered jewels. This is very much obvious. Great jewels, full of light. We're a little tired. That's the covering. Nothing serious. We will get it away. No problem. So please follow me. Hare Krishna. Personality of Godhead, He gave in His forms. Most merciful form is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give to the suffering world the chanting of the Holy Name. Now, He composed 8 verses which are known as Shikshastakam, the 8 instructions, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed these 8 verses in relationship to the Holy Name. During the month of Kartik, devotees chant these verses and meditate about different leelas, the 8 leelas of Radha and Krishna. It is very nice to know what Krishna does during the specific hours of the day, and devotees who want to absorb themselves in the Holy Name are aware of His leelas and meditate about them. Remember, the idea of chanting the Holy Name is that slowly, just like a lotus flower which unfolds. So thankful that you brought me a lotus flower. Everything unfolds from the Holy Name, including His pastimes. The first verse of Shastakam relates to the Leela where Vrinda Devi is seeing Radha and Krishna who are together on a bed of flowers, resting peacefully after their leelas throughout the night, Vrinda Devi is looking through the conch and wants to wake them up because she knows the divine couple has to go to Nandagram and Yavat, Krishna to Nandagram, Radharani to Yavat or even Varshanath, so that when the elders come and wake them from their so-called sleep, they don't find the beds empty and immediately know where was Radharani, where was Krishna the whole night. So Vrinda Devi has to wake them up in time so that they can leave now from their from their meeting place and go home so that the elders won't have any suspicion. So it is described how, because she is so afraid to wake them up, she sends parrots, and finally she sends an ugly old monkey called Kakati, who makes noises, the monkey noises, and then Radha Krishna wake up and they take their leave and go home. So this first verse of the Shikshastaka is the Chetodarpana verse, and it is chanted early in the morning at that time, and devotees who follow this method of Bhajan Rahasya begin to meditate about the leelas of Radha and Krishna. Then they go to the next verse and they meditate about the respective leela when the leela takes place, and in this way the progression goes, and they are always with Krishna from morning till evening through the eight periods of the day and even night, because some devotees are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra even in the night. They don't stop, they are so attached to it. Halbo. Like they are, like all of you will be after the seminar. So now we will first chant together the first verse of Shikshastaka and then go through the different points which are made by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because this first verse will help us to develop Shraddha in the holy name. Just like the daily leela of Lord Krishna unfolds and goes through eight periods, also our spiritual development will go through eight periods, starting with Shraddha. So we will go through this, through the first five at least, and in this way we will see how we are related to the holy name. Please chant with me.
Chetodarapanamarajanam Babamahadavagninivapanam Shreyakairamachandrika Vitaranam Vidyabaludivanam Anandam Budivadanam Pratipalam Punamritasvadanam Saravatmasnapanam Karam Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. And now, I can't read all the verses, but I will read a few. The first point is, which helps us to gain Shraddha. We want to now develop Shraddha, right? The first verse of Shikshastaka is for developing Shraddha, faith. So that's our purpose now. Before we start more with the holy name, we must get faith. The first point which I would like to bring to your attention is that whatever fruit was obtained in other yugas by spiritual processes like meditation or temple worship, is in this age developed by chanting the holy name. It is said in the Vishnu Rahasya, that's the book about the secret of Lord Vishnu, Yat Arbhaktya Harim Bhaktya Kriti Krito Shater Api Palam Prabhno Yavikalam Kalo Govinda Kirtanat. Whatever fruit can be obtained in Satya Yuga by devotedly worshipping Sri Hari through the performance of hundreds of sacrifices, that same result can be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by Govinda Kirtan. In Satya Yuga you had to do hundreds of sacrifices. Enough. In Kali Yuga, the same fruit that is the pleasure of the Lord is obtained by chanting the holy name. Now, when you are chanting the holy name, I want to go some another direction. Another very important point which I feel is the seven results which you can obtain by chanting the holy name. We have heard that whatever result was obtained in other ages by yajñas, you can chant. What are these results? What does one want if one takes to a spiritual process? And how does the holy name deliver this? This is very nicely explained in this verse which we have chanted. The first result is that by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a good way, misery is destroyed. Do you want to destroy misery? Our devotee has nodded his head in approval. We want to stop the miseries of material existence. This is done by the chanting of the holy name. Another thing which is done by the chanting of the holy name is that the heart is cleansed from all the dust. Do you know what is the dust in your heart? These are desires for things which are separate from Krishna. If you chant the holy name with great attention, you will find out that your desire structure will change. Sometimes we as devotees wonder, how will we make advancement? My desire to advance is so weak. My desire to do spiritual progresses is so weak. I find it is difficult for me to rise up early in the morning. Maybe not in Vrindavan, but in the West, I think we sometimes feel this. My desire to associate with devotees is so small. See, spiritual life is based on desire. And if you can chant properly, the result will be that these other type of desires, which are taking you away from Krishna consciousness, are rubbed away from the heart. You can sometimes see when you want to do you are chanting, and previously you might have had a time when you were a little bit distanced and you were a little bit taking a little pause in your life, but when you start chanting properly, you find all these beautiful desires all of a sudden in your heart to serve Krishna more, to be together with devotees, to finally make some progress in devotional service, to finally do the things which are favorable in your Krishna consciousness. I'm getting momentum, you know, I'm still a little spaced out. The first result is the heart is cleansed of all other desires, of all dust. The second result is that the misery, this constant misery which is there, especially in us Westerners, there is a constant misery burning, a constant feeling of dissatisfaction. Even when you are in Vrindavan, I can see in your eyes, very fragile. Sometimes you don't feel so nice. And you feel, wherever I go, even to into the most holy places, my mind is following me. Some of you have this experience?
I guess so.
Most probably we have sometimes this experience. So by chanting the holy name, this misery which is constantly in the heart like a black rat eating on our vitality, our nerves, goes away. Then there is a symptom which has been elaborated more by Rupa Goswami. It is that the chanting spreads the moon of good fortune. When the moon begins to shine, all individual flowers begin to open up. So when the holy name shines in our heart, auspiciousness will come in our individual heart. How do you like this? It is described just like the soft hands of the moon rays open the flower. So happy that I have a flower here to show it. You know, in the same way, the soft hands of the holy name open up so that our heart, that auspiciousness starts. There are four symptoms of auspiciousness given by Rupa Goswami. It benefits everyone and it is all attractive. I have an interesting, those are the first two symptoms. The next symptom is, it helps you to develop good qualities. And the fourth symptom of auspiciousness, I have forgotten, but it's already, 3 years already got. It is beneficial to everyone, it attracts everyone, and it helps you to develop saintly qualities. The fourth will come later. You have to visit my seminar in Germany. It is 1 week long on the nectar of the devotion. There I will have it. So I have a little story about how the chanting of the holy name is attractive to everyone and helps someone to develop good qualities and is also beneficial. When we left our Center for Vedic Studies in the street Kurfürstenanlage Nummer 5 in Germany, the building had to be renovated entirely. Now in Shastra it is said that in a street or a place where the chanting was going on, even if the chanting is no longer there any longer, anyone who goes to this street or to this building will get the benefit. So when one of our devotees went a few months later into this building and he heard loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. He thought, what? The devotees have returned back? He went up the stairs and he saw a worker, an ordinary worker, who was painting the walls of the previous temple. And he was chanting loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He was chanting, and so this devotee, he was not recognizable, he had the German dress, asked him, why are you singing this song? And the worker said, I don't know why. When I'm in this building, I feel forced to chant like this. And I cannot drink beer in this building. I do not know why. Some influences in my heart. This is how the chanting is described. To be beneficial to everyone and attracts everyone, even unknowingly. It spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. Then the next symptom, it is the life of all transcendental knowledge.
Someone who's inspired in chanting knows everything. It flies to him. Like bees who come to the honey, the different vectors of vidya, of spiritual knowledge, are becoming attracted and reside in the heart of a good chanter. This might be in competition to the VTE, Vaishnava Training and Education, and Vidavan, you have the VIs, the long abbreviation, the Vidavan Institute for Higher Education. When someone really can chant properly, transcendental knowledge flies to him. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, he becomes blissful, and it helps to have a taste of the full nectar for which we are always anxious. These are the seven symptoms of the chanting of the holy name which come to a devotee who chants properly. Now, in this first section on Shraddha, we hear how we should chant. It's a little technical information, but I found it was very nice to know a little bit about our culture and tradition of chanting. Japa means japa beads made out of tulasi or precious stones fulfill all desires. When you have your japa mala, please take a japa mala of tulasi wood, because if you chant, if your fingers are in contact with this tulasi wood, all your spiritual desires and even material desires can be fulfilled. Those made in the shape of the tail of a cow or serpent offer even more auspicious results. These are beads like this. One should not touch the mala with the second finger, but this one. This is a materialist amongst the fingers. It shows the people, it may call them, and it is used to clean the nose after a night in Radha Kunda. So one should also not shake or swing his beads. This is described. Sometimes devotees have a rattling procedure in chanting rattle, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, rattle, rattle, rattle. This is not advised, because Tulsi is a conscious entity who is there waiting to fulfill your spiritual desires. And if you, this is inhuman, this is very bad. You will cause nausea to Tulsi Devi. Then one should change the direction of the beads on the thumb joint with the middle finger. You know, like this is a thumb joint. So with the middle finger, when you have finished one round, you should change, go back. One should never touch the beads with his left hand. Beads should not fall down from the head. Those who are desirous of liberation, material enjoyment, or advancement of knowledge, chant on the middle finger. So, this might be perplexing to some of you, but it is said, if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with material desires, also the material desires will be fulfilled. Be careful what you have in your mind when you chant. The most violent things have become fulfilled in devotee's life just by chanting the holy name. Therefore, in later verses we will talk a little bit over about what to do in order to the top yoga process for this age. Then he has discussed the results of chanting.
Now he will talk about difficulties. I want to know what you experience as the single most difficulty in chanting japa.
Control the mind.
Control the mind. What else? Inattentiveness. Yes. What else?
Ahankara. When you chant, and then you have to think about yourself like you are a big one, but actually that's not the proper attitude.
When you chant, you start to think about ideas of the false ego. You think about yourself, your arrangement maybe, and how advanced you are. Ahankara comes. In our Vaishnava Sampradaya, it is described that inattentiveness is in fact the greatest problem. And this inattentiveness gives rise to three very, very bad things. First of all, you never get an attraction to the holy name. And your mind always wanders. You will never be able to cultivate an attraction to the holy name. The second thing which comes out of inattentiveness is laziness. You will not feel inspired to chant your prescribed numbers of rounds. You will distribute them throughout the day as a heavy burden, and so on. The next thing is, when you are inattentive to the holy name, your attention begins to wander and you will be diverted. Therefore, my dear devotees, under all circumstances, throughout the day and the night, fight with inattention while you are chanting the holy name. If you do not fight inattention, then it will be very difficult for you to advance in Krishna consciousness. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives three very, very nice points how we can fight with the different factors of inattention. The first of all is no attraction. How can you see? Are you with me? I'm going a little fast, I know, but I'm going sometimes fast and sometimes slow. This is now the fast section. Inattention gives rise to three things. One was no attraction. You can gain your attraction back to the holy name by working on your enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. Enthusiasm in for chanting can be gained when you chant together with good chanters. I feel that we have very good chanters here, because usually those who are not attracted to the holy name will not come to such a seminar. So the first thing of fighting no attraction is to chant together with confident or happy chanters. This we will do at the end. We will chant one round together. And we will benefit from our common attraction to the holy name. Also, when you are chanting, you should put your mind into a state where you are confident and enthusiasm. Full of enthusiasm. I want to describe you a difficulty which I experienced chanting here in this most holy spot in the universe, in Radhakund. I'm here because this is the most powerful place in the universe, but there is a lot of sound distraction. Now it's very small, but wait, when the Vaishnavas are getting enthusiastic and they have all the vat and electricity at their disposal, they can be very loud. Ching, 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 and everyone puts the speaker the loudest
to prove to the world that here there is the most blissful kirtan in Radha Kund is going on. I have one trick. No? Yes. This is on the first stage. I'm going back. But then, Rana Shyamsundar Mandir stars. They have good singers and loud. And then you know, the sound comes like through here. And then it gets very hot. And this morning one monkey came and, you know, if Dinanath wouldn't have been there, he would have stolen my earphones. Any moment it can happen. I think it might happen because I'm here to learn a lesson. When you are really attracted to the holy name, nothing can disturb you. But as long as you're not attracted, the small thing can just pull you out of your full concentration. So what I'm trying to do is I'm following Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice and I'm building up enthusiasm and confidence. I'm saying, Sachinanda Swami, it's good that Radha Shyamsundar have these new speakers because it's spiritual sound vibration. And from there, it's spiritual sound vibration. You're at a place where there's only spiritual sound vibration. See, because here in Radha Kund, they only play spiritual things, at least up till now. I have not heard TV and Hindi songs. Even if they do, I will just be very enthusiastic. This is a perverted reflection of glorification of Krishna. And once you are in the, you put your mind into this enthusiastic frame, your attraction to the holy name will be definitely there. Can we do it like this? I will stand with my best smile after the seminar, and you can take, you know, all the pictures in the world, but please not now, because... So you must somehow make your mind enthusiastic. When you chant, and you want to have attractiveness, just whatever works to you. Maybe you have to take a sweet before. Just do even the... Just be confident and then start to meditate. I'm doing the best meditation process. Krishna can reveal himself through the holy name. Now what to do about laziness? That's the second symptoms of inattention. Well, here the medicine is actually you must associate with sadhus. See, when you associate with devotees, there are two results. One is you see their example, but the second is even more powerful. You want to follow their example. You may not have understood up till now why it is so important to be together with sadhu. The answer is very simple. You see their example, and in their association you get the strength to follow. Isn't it? Yesterday the Dinanath, who is only mostly working with computers and staying indoors, associated with Mahanidhi Maharaj, who made a journey around the Govardhan. It was the first time where lazy Dinanath, lazy for walking, for a computer work, very enthusiastic, but has done it because you get the strength when you are together with sadhus. That's why we stay together with sadhus. We want to get the strength in their association to follow the example of Krishna consciousness. Yes. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes also the meaning of the word of the Hare Krishna mantra. Now this meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is something which is a very difficult subject matter. It is difficult because just like you can see God from different perspectives and different aspects of Krishna will be revealed to you, also the holy name is has different meanings and aspects. See, some see the Lord as Brahman, others as Paramatma, still others as Krishna. So the holy name has also different meanings to it. A meaning which is given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Gopal Guru Goswami, which very nicely works to me, is a meaning which also Prabhupada gave. It's important when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra that you have the right understanding. And Prabhupada said chanting Hare Krishna means O Srimati Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service.
Hare Krishna, then I don't need to scream so loud. It is convenient, it is nice to hear like this.
Nikai Chand Maharaj has heard me screaming, so I think he wants me to keep my voice for the Vrata. Having already different drops and medicines so that Maya doesn't steal my voice in the midst of the Vrata, but this is much better. So, here is a little explanation about the meaning of the chanting of the Maha Mantra. O Radha, having captured my mind, please free me from material bondage. It is the whole Hare Krishna Mantra. We will now break into different constituents. And we will pray it together. First of all, let us chant the mantra together, then we will repeat it loud.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha,
O Radha, having captured my mind,
please free me from material bondage.
O Krishna,
please attract my mind by pulling it to you.
Please attract my mind by pulling it to you.
See, it's very practical.
O Radha,
please capture my heart by showing me your unsurpassed sweetness.
O Krishna,
please purify my mind
with knowledge about devotional service
given by your pure devotee.
O Krishna,
give me steadiness to appreciate your transcendental name, form, qualities and pastimes. O Krishna, may I develop a taste for serving you. O Radha, please make me qualified for your service. You must put more heart in this. You talk without much heart. Please put more heart. O Radha,
please make me able
to relish your transcendental name, form, qualities and pastimes. O Radha, please instruct me on how to serve you.
O Krishna,
Let me hear of your intimate pastimes with your beloved.
Let me hear of your intimate pastimes with your beloved.
O Radha, please reveal to me your most cherished pastimes with your beloved Sri Krishna. And the other two, oh Krishna, oh Radha, we can go through them, it's rather good. Oh
Krishna,
please reveal to me your most cherished pastimes with your beloved Sri Radha.
Oh
Krishna, engage me in remembering your transcendental name. Form, qualities and pastimes.
O Krishna,
please make me qualified for your service.
O Radha,
having accepted me as one of your own servitors, please let me please you. O
Radha,
please be pleased with me. This is the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and different great devotees have isolated even other meanings from the Maha Mantra, where they see Hare or Radha as someone who Hare also means thief, who stole away the flute of Krishna, and so on. Then, in other words, so many different realizations have come forth from the chanting of the holy name. Because, remember, the holy name is Krishna, and when we chant it, the form, the qualities, and the lila can, at one stage, develop. The holy name is also chanted to attain the result of all sadhana. Who knows what is the result of all sadhana? Thinking? This is a very good question. What do we want to attain by our sadhana?
Spontaneous service.
Excuse me? We want to attain love of Krishna, spontaneous service. Well, here comes the fruit. We want to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So if someone chants from morning till evening, then he will be together with Krishna. He will live with Krishna. Now, one very, very important factor of chanting, or rule of chanting, is to purify the heart. Most of the time, and I will end this session here, our heart is not attracted to chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, oh bird of my heart, I have thrown some very nice fruit for you, which is the holy name. Take it. And then he laments and says, you are not willing to take this, the name. How is it I can train a bird to sing every name and to say every word, but you are not going for the holy name? What will you do when the flames of the crematorium burn your tongue? It's too late to chant. Why don't you chant now properly? He talks to the bird of his heart. Bird of my heart, I have a great treasure for you. Chant the holy name. Then
very interesting thing to hear. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a reason why it is so difficult for us. Most of the time, when we don't feel attracted to chanting the holy name, all what we really reap is the result of our material talks. Hare Krishna Prabhu. The reason why we are not becoming attracted to the holy name is because throughout the day we are engaged in material talk. If you want to chant the holy name properly, you must stop material talk. In the month of Kartik, why don't you make this little vow, negative vow, the positive things which we can do, but also rules. We will not talk material. What do you think? It's worth a try. This is only 25 more days. 25, I don't know, maybe a little bit more. But you will see how your chanting becomes extraordinary by this one rule. I will read this verse to you. To be attentive, purification of the heart is required. This means keeping silence, that is, avoiding unfavorable talking. When you want your heart to be purified, you must be silent, that is, avoiding unfavorable talking. While chanting, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra that we have done. Steadiness, patience and attachment to chanting are all treasures of chanting. Steadiness, patience and attachment. So, please, my dear devotees, keep these simple rules. Avoid unfavorable talking, and you will see how your heart becomes purified, and then you must try all these other qualities, steadiness, patience and attachment to chanting. And we have talked a little bit how to do this. Now there was, yes, I am a little bit, so I will end here, and we will make a pause of 10 minutes, and then we will have a little surprise, a very nice surprise. You will not believe your eyes and also not your ears, but you will need to move down in the court, because only then we can bring the surprise in here. I can guarantee you don't know what it is. Now what I want to say how I will progress. I have gone now with you through some of the verses of Bhajan Rahasya on building Shraddha. But what I have noticed while talking about it is that it will be very, very slow, and it is difficult for some of you to follow the line of thought of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because it's very intricate and complicated. And what I will do is, after the surprise, I will make a little bit more structured presentation, because this is difficult to follow, and I want you to really learn a lot. Let me summarize for you what we were doing in the second session. I wanted to quote some shlokas from the first section of the Bhajan Rahasya, which shall install faith in you and equip you with a few understandings of the holy name. We have discussed about the meaning of the holy name, we have discussed the results of chanting the holy name, and we have also discussed about some of the methodology, how to chant it. We have heard a few tips how to improve chanting, but I must admit it is so compact. I will use a different style when we continue, so that is more easy for you to see. But I want to thank you all very much. You're very encouraging.
audience. I'm not in my usual preaching mood where I have so much fire, because I'm trying to reduce my ahankara, my false ego, while being in Radhakund. Radhakund is for giving up ahankara, I found out. I'm utterly dependent on you as an audience, because I can't overrule you with any preaching fire which I have, because it's going for the japa. It will come back after 1 month. So, okay, we will have a pause of 10 minutes, and you kindly spend the time either on the roof, it's a little hot, or in the court, or you, and so on. Please come back on time. Hare Krishna. Surprise! Now I'm a little bit shy to announce my host as a surprise, because it is a little impersonal. But I wanted to introduce all of you to Nita Chand Maharaj, who is my host, who has invited me to come here and perform this vrata, and takes care of me in all aspects. Even the microphone came from him. You might look at him with noticing his wonderful effulgence and so on. Maharaj performs Chaturmasya. These are the 4 months where sannyasis stop their preachings and go and sit at one place. He was at the most hottest time in Radhakund, which was very difficult for any human being to survive, and he was continuing the services here of chanting and so on. And I thought it is very good to have a Radhakund Vasi, someone who lives here, explain a little bit about the glories of the Holy Name to all of us. So we can see from his effulgence and his following of Chaturmasya, sannyasis eat very little, they do not shave their hair, there are many regulations. So we will hear from him now a little bit on the chanting of the Holy Name. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Chand Maharaj ki jai, Sri Radhakund Shyamakunda ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.